types of poetry. Best-selling Jewish porn films, model homes, The Milk of Inquiry, Rhapsodies of a Repeat Offender, and Ode to Anna Mappo and other poems. He has also published a novel, Moira O'Fay in Agamort.
Agamort.
And 5 books of nonfiction. Andy Warhol, Cleavage, Jackie Under My Skin, The Queen's Throne, which is a National Book Critics Circle Award finalist, and Double Talk. His newest book, Hotel Theory, is a hybrid of fiction and nonfiction. He is a distinguished professor of English at the CUNY Graduate Center and also a visiting professor in the painting department of the Yale School of Art. Thank you. Please give a big round of applause.
Virus while Googling James Caan nude. His hairy chest, lady in a cage, interrupts Olivia de Havilland's neurasthenic indigenous. Scriabin, pugilistic and naive, tastes briny. A bird shat on my head as I crossed 9th Avenue. Don't be so inhibited. My bedspread in Baltimore was a tablecloth in a long ago story no one liked, though I polished its language. At a funeral, I met my great uncle Melville, an arbitrageur, a forbidden planet no astronomer could find. Petrarchan means the impossible predicament of a male lover addressing the precipice while veiling his voice's aperture. Hair patterns of porn stars are too stylized. No topiary, please. Be my klepto shaman. This is a poem of little things strung together by asterisks, also finished today. It's called Dossier of Irretrievables. And I'll pause a little bit with the asterisks. Last night at bar 6, I asked an Icelandic superstar how to say, I have always depended on the kindness of strangers in Icelandic. She told me how. My father forewarned me about Simone Weil's clubfoot. In a green Chevy, the only possible tabernacle for communicating facts of disease and deprivation, he insisted, be nice to Simone. Play with Simone. An envy molecule, she will save you from time's encroachment. Unfortunately, in a failed screen test for Rebecca, Vivian Leigh wore no makeup and revealed melancholy ordinariness, uncast Mrs. De Winter vulnerable on Waterloo Bridge. Dr. Schraber's butt slid away or offered airy contiguity. Dr. Schraber's butt entered my house as death ambassador, offering AIDS brotherliness as surveillance lollipop to snobs, say what, with rhinestone glasses and kabuki maquillage. I am a flat, white, tongued, funereal flower associated with a fried chicken restaurant. I am a jade tree, 150 years old, traditional and eligible for dessert. I am the palsy boy who annexes the entire yard, his identity uncertain. Troublemaker, gardener, narcoleptic, dentist. Hush, hush, sweet colonoscopy. Hush, hush, sweet spam. Hush, hush, sweet careerist. Hush, hush, sweet untimely death. I dreamt about this typewriter from Beethoven's point of view. A fat man or a man becoming heavy, waiting in bloomers, his unquestionable testicles, a cloud of implication near seaweed. Fingering my hole, he became a suicidal crash at high noon. No mother in sight, merely schmutz on a mono Misa solemnis. This is not finished today, but finished in May. 2010. It's called At the Grave of Fernando Pessoa, and it's in unconnected couplets separated by asterisks. It matters to me. No asterisks really matter. Pessoa's basement toilet didn't flush. Dream, my toy gun shot a vegan. I saw the Queen of Portugal's bidet and ate wiggly custard cups at Pessoa's cafe. My motto, half chapstick, real travel. Dream, an oft-married adventuress owned the house 4 miles long. A teenage boy muff-dived on a secluded stair near flaming William Beckford's Montserrat. My biceps have a duck's gelatinousness, elliptical eroticism, octopus salad, 4 dry figs. At dinner, I asked, what makes Gandhi tick? Flea market, Tomar. I saw a man peeing. From afar, his penis appeared purple, patterned. Perhaps it was his shirt cuff. Two taciturn elders brooded on a synagogue stoop. Molding their faces, God quit midstream. Jaw spasms of an old man guarding a dead end. Confronting his aggrieved dyskinesia, my car U-turned. Dreamt I didn't give my phone number to Paul Newman, although he asked. Joanne Woodward snubbed me until I shouted, let's blow up our idiosyncrasies. To write for me is to despise myself, Pessoa said, but I can't stop writing. Near the gilded Tagus, a toothless lady twice held up a beggar's cup. I twice refused. Poetry is not about being a nice person. This is called Streisand Sings Stravinsky. Singled out for transcendence or hypochondriasis in the rain, I saw rare Barbara LPs for sale. Streisand sings Stravinsky. Streisand sings Schoenberg. Streisand sings Chomsky. Cover art. She posed in Cindy Sherman guise, jaw segments replaced by rubber and cardboard. Lukewarm about my lips' infected lump, Barbara drove a Jaguar as token of fealty and aphasia. I spit blood under her disapproving aegis, and to steel hegemony said I envied dead Guy Oakingham's Elliot Gould curls. She ridiculed mock turtlenecks and warned, you can catch chronic fatigue syndrome from pressure cookers and crock pots. To squelch mental gyrations on a damask fotoid, I accepted extreme unction while lip-syncing a samizdat, Streisand sings Sheila. that's not Sheila McCray. It's Eva. Only one thing in the following poem is true. The poem is called Speed Bumps. Like more than one thing, but I don't know why I want to make you guess what the true thing is, but I think the most shocking detail in here is actually true. So, my father received a Best Fake Policeman prize. I watched his shtetl ordination through smudge progressives. When the dermatologist said, "Let me look under your scrotum," I got semi-hard. Adrian Ridge entered my dream for a quick visit. Swarthy, she brought the bag of pretzels to bed. Evel Knievel, as title and concept, depressed me until I began to insist on a daily orgasm. Havelock Ellis urinated on HD, his psychiatric patient. Some details in poems are factual. Don't demonize. Later, I cut open my arm and bumped into a former thug whose new pectoral tattoo commemorates his dead sister. The fact you will find with Margaret Guest's biography of HD. Alejandro Ray, hiding from cyclones in The Flying Nun, visited D.H. Lawrence's slum home and demanded a lube job. Removing hip huggers, I succumbed to terminal graphomania. Prince of increments, I saw in a pool's far lane the Semitic cutie who shaves his tubby body. His schnitzel sagged near bosque pears and turnips, severed from abundant greens. Why morbidly punctuate? My Portuguese lemon, not tart, tastes like Play-Doh's unsung fount. Play-Doh factory, I loved your poop ambience. Extruded quadrilaterals, vast yet squat. Here's another poem. It's no asterisk, no separation from beginning to end. Very few of them in this manuscript, so whatever. So, if you're an artist or something, the issues, the technical issues you care about are major cultural, aesthetic, political debates in the 20th century, like it could be abstraction, figuration, I don't know, they're like big issues that everybody talks about that matter. And if you're a poet, the issues that, the things that are, that you think about a lot, like, do I want to write really quickly or really slowly today? Or do I want to revise this poem more? Do I want it to be in couplets? Or all these things are just such quiet, monumental issues that don't register on the screen of the major cultural debates. There's a long explanation for why it matters to me that there are no, that the poem flows freely without so many interruptions. But I guess I will say pedantically that for me, the difference between whether to interrupt myself in a poem or whether to feign continuity still feels like a kind of a visceral, urgent issue to figure out. So this is called Return of the Man. Behold, the library bombed, the ancient scrolls defaced, the Warsaw Concerto decomposed in delirium, every salmonella scare a scream memory, carcasses and erinyes a mob of questionables, the sorcerer's apprentice a slashed metamorphosin, the birds no more vital, polio vaccines, the Rubens drawing and the Pee Wee Herman lawsuit, two motes in God's eye, his brain on fire with Alibaba's nothingness, compartmentalizations collapse like a Vatican tchotchka, retin-A interchangeable with Rastafarian fantasy, mucous membranes and Trojans available through the mail, Proust too in need of sandy wipes, a dot on the nose no more lethal than a dot on the moon, Stokowski angry, Garbo in retreat, vegan hallucinogens in the adolescent bedroom, the bedwetter and Anna Freud equally up in arms, she who stands and waits, and she who conks out, Alf Hebon and Clavier Ubon friends at last, crematoria and minimalists, onion rings on the side, the circumcision botched and John Money dead, the hot dog bun well buttered, the fistula and the ticker tape parade, the soul a falafel sandwich for $3.99, the obviousness of Corningware and the Nanarro Mozart orgone box, the return of the noun in her figure-fitting automobile, the logician's karma in the catacombs, opium sauce over Thoreau when the sphincter starts behaving like a treatise, the striking philharmonic unable to recant, the potty under erasure, Leslie Caron, the Shugana, Hindemith becoming Liza and Judy at the Mildew Palace, the straight man's Adorno, mustachioed, and curlicued, the eyewitness and the dialectician, the teak and the cordovan, the pedophile and the pediatrician, the porcelain and the rumor, the article slashed, the culpable comma born on a tide of adjacent Bel Air mansions here with Lorna Luft and other Luddites, a perforated performance that their clamped daisies have assembled for you in time for final editing and dissemination. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your performances. Have a lovely night, everyone.